Desires the presence questions about anywhere from correcting your children, disciplining your children, to your finances, to proper relationship with your companion, to dating, on and on and on. Follow instructions. Scott, enjoy that part. And so they did not follow instructions. They didn't take the priest of the Levites and put the Ark of the Covenant on the shoulders of those men of God. But they put it on a new cart. Where did they ever get that? Somebody said, I want to get God's blessings. And it doesn't make any difference how, what pattern I follow or what scriptures I follow. I just know God wants to bless me on this part. It all matters. Somebody said, well, things aren't right in my life. Go back to the instructions. Things aren't right in my marriage. Go back to the instructions. Things aren't right for my children. Go back to the instructions. Things aren't right for my finances. Go to the instructions. Go to the manufacturer's guide. See the guide, the manufacturer's guide?
Eventually.
That means revival can come into your life and into your home, regardless of what's happening even in the church. It comes corporately and it comes individually. But David said, I can't live without it.
I don't believe that my
nation can live without it. My city can't live without it. My family
can't live without it.
We
second time. Somebody said, well, I lost the opportunity that I had an opportunity the last time. No, you just missed it the first time around. It's coming around again. That's good news, folks. Somebody ought to get happy about that. So David said, I'm going to go and I'm going to retrieve the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God. And so if you look at 1 Chronicles 15, we'll see what happens. This is really a great story. Somebody's going to get blessed. Somebody's going to get help for you in today's story. First Chronicles. Samuel Kings. First Chronicles. Chapter 15, verse 1. Let's look at this.
Without the presence of God.
If you just want to come and go through the motions and say, well, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I'll go to heaven someday, someway, sometime, somehow, someplace. And I'll go on with my life. I got a business to take care of. I got a job to take care of. I got a family to take care of. I got all this. I'm too busy to really get involved in what God is doing in revival. Then you'll do that. But if you ever come to a place
where you say, I can't live without God, I can't
live without. So David experienced the revival.
The sons of Obed-Edom were Shammai the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joel the third, Sakar the fourth, Nathanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Phetuel the eighth, for God blessed him. These men were listed You know why the sons of Obed-Edom were listed in the Bible? Because they were mighty men of valor. God not only blessed Obed-Edom, He gave him 8 sons that were listed in the Bible who were mighty men of valor. Choices that you make, sir, choices that you make, ma'am, will not only affect you, but they will affect your children. They will affect your grandchildren. They will affect generations to come. Obed-Edom made a choice. He said, I receive the presence of God in my house, and then I will follow this revival. I will follow the glory of God. I will go with God, whatever it costs me. But it begins to pay off, because he's not only blessed, but now his 8 sons are blessed. His 8 sons are declared as mighty men of valor. Do you understand what's happening? Do you understand what's happening? Whew. Hallelujah. But that's not all. That's not all. Verses 6 through 8. Also to Shemaiah, his son were sons. Ha! His son had sons who governed their father's houses. Because, now this is old. This is so powerful. This is Obed-Edom's grandchildren. Obed-Edom's grandchildren governed their father's houses because they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah were Othni, Rephael, Obed, Elizabed, whose brothers Elihu and Semachiah were able men. All these were of the sons. Now, you've got to get this. All these were the sons of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their brethren, able men with strength for the work, 62 of Obed-Edom. Out of his obedience to God, one act of obedience has said, I will receive the presence of God into my house. You know what the end of that is? 62 of his family members doing great exploits for God. Glory to God. Did you get that? How many did I say? A revival not only affected him, but revival affected his entire household. But that is not the finish. There's one more. 2 Samuel chapter 15. My, the decision of one man to have a revival in his house. 2 Samuel chapter number 15. This is shouting ground. Hallelujah. Verse 13. 2 Samuel 15, 13. Now a messenger came to David saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are with Absalom. So David said to all his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, arise and let us flee, or we shall not escape from Absalom. Make haste to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring disaster upon us and strike the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servant said to the king, we are your servants, ready to do whatever my lord the king commands. Then the king went out with all his household after him, but the king left 10 women, concubines, to keep the house. And the king went out with all the people after him and stopped at the outskirts. Listen to this. Now then all his servants passed before him, and all the Cherethites and all the Pelethites and all the Gittites. There's that word again. Here are the Philistines saying 600 men who had followed him from Gath. From where? From Gath. That's the home of who? Goliath. My Lord. I'm telling you, God's going to raise up an army of people hunger for God. It doesn't make any difference whether their background is Catholic, their background is Presbyterian, their background is Methodist or Baptist or heathen. I tell you, God's not looking for a bunch of religious people that don't need God. They want to go to heaven, but they don't really need God. They want to be blessed, but they really don't need God. God's not looking for that. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro up and down the earth. He's looking for somebody that is hungry. Blessed are they, he said, which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. whatever it costs me, whatever it takes, whatever it means, whatever commitment it is, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to experience God, not only for myself, but for my children and my grandchildren and my church and my city and my nation. Hallelujah. 600 from Gath. Then the king said to Ittai, the leader, the Gittite, why are you also going with us? Listen now. Return and remain with the king. Most people would have said, okay, if that's the way you want it, I won't be back to church. If you're not going to be more friendly than that, then I won't come back. If you're not going to shorten the services, I won't be back. If you don't turn up the air or turn down the heat, I won't be back. If you don't get the sound just right, I won't be back. If you don't quit having so much praise and worship, then I won't be back. He said, where are you going also with us? Return and remain with the king, for you are a foreigner. You're a foreigner. What are you doing here? You haven't been raised in Pentecost. You haven't been raised in charismatic circles. You don't know how to do it. He said, you're an exile from your place. In fact, how does he take all this? In fact, David said to the leader of the 600 Gittites, those foreigners, he said, you only came yesterday. You only got here yesterday. Should I make you wander up and down with us today since I go I know not where? Return and take your brethren back. Mercy and truth be with you. But Ittai, the Gittite, answered the king and said, as the Lord lives and as my Lord the king lives, surely in whatever place my Lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, whether in death or life, even there also your servant shall be. So David said, Ittai, go and cross over. Come with us. Hallelujah. And the Bible said they crossed over. They went with him. How did they hear about it? I believe Ittai heard the word from a man by the name of Obadiah. Here's what God did for me. And he said, well, I'll just bring the whole city. I'll just take a portion of the city, 600, and we'll follow the Lord too. I'm telling you, Obed-Edom experienced a revival that affected his children, his grandchildren, that affected his city of Gath. Hallelujah. His nation. Folks, I'm telling you, God wants to touch you in such a manner that it will affect everyone and everything around you. Hallelujah. If you can live without it, just live without it. Just go through a form of godliness. But if you can't live without it, then you need to declare, God, I can't live without you. I must experience your glory. I must experience your power for myself. 1966, I was a radio announcer, sportscaster, engineer. I was a newsman for a CBS affiliate. Gina and I lived in a nice home, drove a nice car. I went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. But I was so empty. I was so unfulfilled in my life. One morning I was driving to work and I cried out to God, God, why am I so unfulfilled in life? I've got all these things. I got what I wanted. Now it's not what I wanted. What is wrong with me and what can you do for me? And the Lord spoke so clearly in my automobile that morning and said, son, to me, if you'll give to me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life. The next morning at 2 o'clock, my alarm went off because I had to be at work at 3:30. My alarm went off. I got up and I got on my knees and I said, God, I am desperate for you. Desperate people do desperate things. And I said, I'm desperate for you. And I got up and began to pray. It was not easy. But I began to pray. And God began to work in my life. That was in February 1966. In June of 1966, God called me to preach. And in March of 1967, Gene and I went into full-time ministry. And we've been going now for 30 years. You know why? Because, let me tell you why. I had a revival. My church was not at that point like this church is, was experiencing a revival. It was a charismatic church, but was not experiencing revival. But folks, I began to experience a personal revival. I'm telling you, the glory of God hit me in the morning time. I would come after work and I'd get in the den of my home and I'd get on my face before God. I began to cry out to God and say, God, I want you. I'm so hungry for you. Folks, I believe that the spirit of revival is here in this nation, and I believe you can have revival at Calvary Cathedral, but I believe you can have revival in your home. Old Bedeedim did the Gittite, and if he did it for the Gittite, he'll do it for you.